AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. And this episode, it's around that time of year, guys. The schedule for the NBA is out for the 2024-25 season. So we'll break it all down. We'll talk about opening week. We'll talk about the Christmas games. We'll talk about interesting development among the MLK Day games. And, of course, you know, I'll break down my Knicks schedule, you know, my New York Knicks and their schedule. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And, guys, we now have the NBA schedule for the 2024-25 season. So, as I always do each year, we break down the schedule. We go through Christmas games, opening week. We'll talk about when the All-Star break is. We'll talk about rivalry week. We'll talk about the in-season tournament. All of that stuff, guys. All right. And then, of course, you know, I have to talk about my New York Knicks and their schedule, how that shakes out. So, all right, with that said, let's get right into it. So we have our schedule now, guys. The season begins October 22nd on a Tuesday, like it normally does. And the first game of the season, my New York Knicks going to Boston to face the world champion Boston Celtics. That'll be a 7:30 tip-off, and that will be on TNT. And then remember, guys, TNT, this is the last hurrah for them, supposedly. So we'll see in that regard. But, yes, the New York Knicks face the Boston Celtics. Of course, they'll probably have the ring ceremony and all these things. So, well, it'll be good for my Knicks to get a look at that sort of stuff, you know, with their aspirations being so high. So that's your first game. And then in the nightcap, it'll be the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, get used to seeing more of them this season, guys, because of the exploits of Anthony Edwards, how it seems like the league now wants him to be kind of one of the faces of the league, at least preparing them for that. So they travel to Los Angeles to take on the Lakers. So it'll be the Timberwolves versus the Lakers. 10 o'clock tip off, and that's the second half of the TNT broadcast. So this is all part of opening week, by the way, guys. So you have that there. So LeBron in his 21st season now, I believe. Yeah, so, yeah, he's been around a while, guys. So with that said, we'll move on to Wednesday, October 23rd. And there's 10 games on the schedule for that evening. But ESPN will have a doubleheader. The first game, the Milwaukee Bucks going to Philly to face the Sixers. So you have Giannis Antetokounmpo along with Damian Lillard heading to Philly in the city of brotherly love facing Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, and new addition, Paul George. So that'll be your first game on ESPN. And then the 10 o'clock game will be the Phoenix Suns, of course, led by Kevin Durant. And they will be going to LA to face not the Lakers, but the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers now with Kawhi Leonard and James Harden. No Paul George, obviously. He went to Philly. So that's your nightcap there. Thursday night, October 24th. Four games on the schedule, guys. But you'll have a TNT doubleheader. And then the first game at 7:30, the San Antonio Spurs. They will be on national television opening week. And they're going to the Dallas Mavericks to face those Mavs. And that's on TNT, guys. So, excuse me. So you have that. So it'll be the debut of Victor Wembanyama taking on Luka Doncic, also Kyrie Irving. And then remember, too, the Spurs added Chris Paul. And they also added Harrison Barnes as well, guys. So that should be a nice game there. And then in the evening at 10 o'clock, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the top seed in the West last year, and they go to Denver to face the Denver Nuggets. And that's the second half of the TNT broadcast. So that should be a very good one as well. These were two of the top teams in the West. So, in fact, they were the one and two teams in the West. And then Friday evening, October 25th, 10 games on the slate, guys. But ESPN will have a doubleheader. My New York Knicks, their first home game, guys. And they'll be the hosts versus the Indiana Pacers. Of course, you saw them do battle in the playoffs. So the Knicks hosting the Indiana Pacers. And that's a 7:30 tip-off, guys. And then the evening, the Phoenix Suns, of course, with KD. And they're going to L.A. So Phoenix spending their first few days in L.A., first the Clippers, and then on Friday, they'll face the Lakers. Of course, LeBron and AD there. So they will face them 10 o'clock tip-off, guys, on ESPN. And then Saturday, you have a 10-game slate. And you actually have a triple header on NBA TV, guys. The first game at 5 p.m., the L.A. Clippers, and they travel to the Denver Nuggets. So in the first week of the season, Denver with two home games, along with the Lakers as well. That's on national television. And so that's your 5 o'clock game on NBA TV. The second game, Orlando Magic, guys. They have a nationally scheduled game opening week, and they travel to Memphis to face the Memphis Grizzlies with Ja Morant in the fold, guys. For all intents and purposes, it looks like he'll be locked and loaded for this game. And that's at 8 o'clock on NBA TV. And the nightcap, the Sacramento Kings, guys, they travel to the Los Angeles Lakers. So the Lakers with three home games, guys, opening week. And so the Kings and the Lakers will do battle. 10:30 is that game on NBA TV. So, guys, that's your opening week schedule there. Then, Election Day, guys, as they've been doing the past couple of years, the NBA will have no game scheduled for that day. So that'll be a day that everybody is able to get out there to the get out there and get your vote in and not have to worry about going to an NBA game, squeezing that in there. So no games on election day. And then we move to the end season tournament, guys. It starts November 12th and it runs through December 3rd. And of course, it's all 30 teams, guys. And of course, they rearranged the divisions. So you still have the three divisions, five teams for each conference. And then you'll have the quarterfinals, and that's on December 10th and December 11th. And those games are determined by the higher seed. So as you know, guys, in the quarterfinals, so you'll have four teams for the East, four teams for the West. And it's, of course, goes by division winners and then the wild card. And then coming out of that, you'll have the semifinals, which take place December 14th, and then your finals December 17th. Both of those, the semis and the finals, all being played in Las Vegas, guys. So that's your schedule in that regard for the end season tournament. And then we move to Christmas, guys. Five games on the schedule, as always. Your first game, the New York Knicks, it seems like every year, they're the first team. They have that 12 o'clock noon game. But this year, they're hosting the San Antonio Spurs. And that's on ESPN, guys. That's a bit of a surprise to me, guys. I thought it would be a conference rival, somebody like maybe the Philadelphia 76ers. That would have made more sense to me, guys, for it to be the San Antonio Spurs, who they face only twice in the season, one game in Texas, one game in New York. So I'm kind of surprised the league went with this, but I guess they factored in that game that took place last year in San Antonio where it went to overtime, guys. Jalen Brunson went crazy, 60 points for him. And then Victor Wembanyama, he had a double-double with 40 points. So I guess the NBA saw that and said, hey, let's make this a marquee game on Christmas Day. I don't know if I agree with that, but what can you do with the schedule's here? So it is what it is. So the Knicks face San Antonio that first game. And then 2:30, you have the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas. And of course, that was the Western Conference Finals, guys, between those two teams. So you have them doing battle on Christmas on ABC. Another ABC game at 5 o'clock, the Philadelphia 76ers at the Boston Celtics. So you know that's a long-standing rivalry there. So you'll have Embiid and those guys facing Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and that squad over there on Christmas Day, 5 o'clock, ABC. And then in the last game on ABC, the LA Lakers, of course, and they're at the Golden State Warriors. So the Warriors with their Christmas game, 8 p.m., ABC. So it'll be LeBron versus Steph and their squad, respective squads. And then in the evening, Denver heading to the land of the rising sun, the Phoenix Suns, in fact, They'll face them 10:30 and now be an ESPN game. So that's your five-game slate on Christmas, guys. Then we move to MLK Day, which is Martin Luther King birthday. And that's on January 20th, guys. There's seven games on the slate for that day. And you have three that are on national television. Dallas at the Charlotte Hornets. Kind of a bit of a surprise there. That doesn't seem like it's a marquee game, so to speak. But that game will be played 12 p.m. noon on NBA TV. And then TNT has a doubleheader after that, starting at 2:30. The Minnesota Timberwolves going to Memphis to face the Grizzlies. And that's on TNT, as I said. And then at 5 p.m., the Boston Celtics, they head to San Francisco to take on the, well, they head to Oakland to take on the Golden State Warriors. And that's at 5 p.m., TNT. Now, here's where the NBA kind of dropped the ball, guys. The Atlanta Hawks, who usually host a game on Martin Luther King Day, they usually host one, and it's usually around 2:30. But yet, they are actually traveling to New York to face the Knicks at 3 p.m. I think the league dropped the ball with this one, guys. It's been tradition up to now for Atlanta to have that home game. And, you know, that's a place where Martin Luther King, he made his presence there known. You know, he has the church there as well. So a bit of a surprise in the scheduling in that regard. So I was a bit surprised to hear that one. But that's your slate for MLK Day, guys. Then we move to Rivalry Week. And that will be January 21st through January 25th. And in that, you have 10 games, guys. On the 21st, you have the New York Knicks going across the Brooklyn Bridge to face the Nets. And that's at 7:30. That's a TNT game, guys. And then in the nightcap at 10, the Philadelphia 76ers, they head to Denver to face the Nuggets, and that's on TNT. Now, the big question with that one is, will Joel Embiid, if healthy, will he play in Denver? He hasn't played in Denver in quite a few years, guys. It's always something with him. You know, they held him out. I think last year they held him out until the very last minute, and then he was a scratch. So the big question, will Joel Embiid play in that one? We'll see. And then on the 22nd, you have the Minnesota Timberwolves playing against the Dallas Mavericks. So again, you have that Western Conference rivalry there. And that's going to be 7:30 ESPN. So this will be an ESPN doubleheader. And then in the nightcap at 10, the Golden State Warriors going to Sacramento to face the Sacramento Kings. And of course, the Kings, they added DeMar DeRozan to their squad. So it should be an interesting one there. The 23rd, Miami Heat, first time we're mentioning them. And they're going to Milwaukee to face the Bucks. And that's at 7:30, guys, on TNT. Actually, you would think it'd be the other way around, being that Damian Lillard wanted to go to Miami. So him playing in Miami would be kind of the make more sense, but it is what it is. But Miami faces the Bucks, 7:30, and that's a TNT doubleheader. And in the nightcap, the Boston Celtics traveling to Los Angeles to face the Lakers, 10 p.m. So you have that long-standing rivalry between the Celtics and the Lakers. January 24th, just one game on the slate. The New Orleans Pelicans going to Memphis to face the Grizzlies. And that's at 8 p.m. on NBA TV. And then on the 25th, which is a Saturday, you have a triple header, guys, on ABC. The Denver Nuggets going to Minnesota to face the Timberwolves. That's a 3 o'clock tip off, followed by the Boston Celtics at the Dallas Mavericks. Of course, these two were in the finals. So 5:30 tip off on ABC. And then at 8:30 in the evening, the Los Angeles Lakers facing the Golden State Warriors. So there you have the same Christmas matchup during rivalry week as well, with LA facing the Golden State Warriors. So that's your rivalry week, guys. All-Star Weekend will be February 14th through February 16th, of course, with the big game on the 16th, the All-Star Game. And that'll be held in San Francisco, guys. So that's where the All-Star festivities will be. So bear that in mind. Global games, guys. You have three that's on the slate thus far. And, oh, by the way, in terms of the national games, from what I understand, these games can be flexed out. Depends on what the league wants to do in that regard. So if it's a bad matchup, they can flex out of it and put a better matchup on national TV. So there's that. Global games, November 2nd, Miami, they will face the Washington Wizards. That's at 9:30 p.m. on NBA TV. And that game will be held in Mexico City, guys. So Mexico gets a game. And then on January 23rd and the 25th, the Indiana Pacers go against the San Antonio Spurs. And that's in Paris, guys. Paris, France. So Wemby gets to go home, so to speak, for two games. The first game is at 12 p.m. on NBA TV, and then the game on the 25th at noon on ESPN. So, and this happening during rivalry week. So in essence, the NBA will have three games nationally on the 23rd and then four on the 25th. So bear that in mind. All right. And then the last day of the season will be April 13th, where all 30 teams will play. And actually on February 11th, all 30 teams will play. The 12th will be a dark day for the league. No one plays. And then that last day of the season, the Eastern Conference plays the 1 o'clock games, and then the Western Conference plays the 3:30 games. So everything will be said and done in terms of seeding and all those sort of things. That'll be rectified by 6 p.m. for all intents and purposes, Sunday night on April 13th. All right, and then the play-in tournament, April 15th through the 18th, That's when your tournament play takes place. And then the NBA playoffs, April 19th, is when that'll start. And your NBA Finals Game 1 will take place June 5th, guys. All right, so that is your schedule in a nutshell there. I'll go through the international games. Not international, the national games. You have, for all 30 teams, I'm not going to go through all 30, guys. What I will tell you, I will give you the rankings as far as national games goes. The number one team, of course, is the LA Lakers with 39 nationally televised games. So, you know, that's always the case. It's like the Lakers are the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA and the New York Yankees of Major League Baseball. You're going to see them on all the time. So that's what it is, guys. So Lakers with 39 games nationally televised. Second place, I was kind of surprised. The Golden State Warriors with 36 games, guys. They'll have 36 games on. And then remember, too, they will host the game. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. So Golden State with 36. Tied for third, the world champion Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks with 34 games nationally televised. So it seems like the Knicks are getting their much due props. And Boston, obviously, you have to have them on, of course, as the defending champions. A little surprised by 34. I thought it would be more than that, guys. But 34 is the number for them. So they're tied with the Knicks for the third most nationally televised games. Then they're closely followed by the Phoenix Suns with Kevin Durant, of course, over there. So, 33 games for the Phoenix Sun. In fifth place, you have the Dallas Mavericks with 30 games nationally televised. Including in that is a November 12th game, which is actually a in-season tournament game. And that will be at Golden State on TNT. And of course, that will be Klay Thompson's first game back home. Well, back at Golden State. Of course, you know he's now a Dallas Maverick. So that'll be his first game back in Golden State. And I'm sure he will receive a lot of love from the fan base there for what he's done, part of that four-time championship squad over there. So he'll get much love, that's for sure. So Dallas Mavericks fifth with 30 games, followed closely by the Denver Nuggets with 29. So Denver Nuggets, of course, the Joker there. You'll see them on TV, national TV, 29 times. Following that, seventh, two teams tied, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers. Of course, the Bucks with Giannis and Dame. And then you have the Philadelphia 76ers. Of course, you know, Embiid's there. Tyrese Maxey's there and Paul George. So they're seventh, guys. In eighth place, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Like I said, guys, you're going to see a lot of them on national TV, them along with the Oklahoma City Thunder getting their much due props and recognition, both of them 25 games on national television. And then ninth in a bit of a surprise, the LA Clippers and the San Antonio Spurs. So San Antonio now with the star power of Wemby. Now they get 21 games on national television, guys. So Wemby, you'll be seeing a lot of him, guys. So, of course, the league wants to promote that. So 21, that's a fair number. That's a fair number as far as seeing Wemby. You see how this season goes with him, and then you take it from there. And then, of course, with the Clippers, you still have a Kawhi there. You still have a James Harden. So you have some star power that's still there. Now, the team I thought got a raw deal is the Orlando Magic. Guys, they're only getting 9 games on TV. The Orlando Magic, who ended up finishing 5th in that conference, in the East, in the Eastern Conference, only got 9 nationally televised games. That's an absolute disgrace. I mean, they should have been in the teens at minimum. Think about this, guys. They're only getting 2 more nationally televised games than the Charlotte Hornets and the Utah Jazz. Both bottom feeders, guys. Make that make sense. So I thought the Orlando Magic got a raw deal in all of this. So that's my gripe there. As far as the bottom teams at the bottom in terms of nationally televised games, you got 3 teams that's only on beyond 4 times nationally televised. That's the Detroit Pistons, the Portland Trail Blazers, and the Toronto Raptors. Follow that by 3 more teams that'll be on TV 5 times, national TV 5 times. That's the Brooklyn Nets, the Chicago Bulls, and the Washington Wizards. And as I said, Charlotte and Utah with 7 games. So everything else is pretty much fair, I would think. Pretty much fair otherwise. But yeah, but the Orlando one, that was egregious. I mean, that's an embarrassment. I think they'll be amongst the top 6 teams this year as well. So we'll see. All right. So with that said, let me run quickly through my Knicks schedule and then we'll be done, guys. The Knicks, like I said, 34 games will be on national television. This is how it breaks down, guys. 10 games on TNT. 10 games on ESPN, 10 games on NBA TV, and then 4 games on ABC. So pretty even split in terms of your networks here, with the exception of ABC, of course. But I think it's pretty split. So that's just 10 times we get to hear the TNT crew. Of course, poo-poo my Knicks, as they always do. So we'll see what happens there. And then you have ESPN. You'll have Stephen A. crying about the Knicks. Either he'll be giddy or he'll be crying, one or the other. And then, of course, our guy KP, Big Perk, will have to talk some sense into him like he always does. And then NBA TV, you know, the guys on there, they're pretty fair and balanced on that network. So it is what it is. All right. So with that said, in terms of back-to-backs, they have 15 back-to-back, guys. Now, the back-to-backs, they're pretty evenly spread. Either teams have 16, 15, 14 or 13, and that's pretty much like the lay of the land as far as that goes. So I can't really complain, you know, 15, that's fine. Knicks are a deep team anyway, so definitely can't complain about that. Now, in terms of, I told you about Christmas, they're on Christmas playing the San Antonio Spurs, which, again, I don't understand, but that's the schedule. That's what it is. Opening night, they're facing the Boston Celtics on October 22nd. And then that following Friday, they'll have their home opener facing the Indiana Pacers. Boston on TNT, the Indiana game on ESPN. And then, guys, I broke it down this way. Road trips of four games or more, they have three of those, guys. One very early in the season, a four-game road trip where they go to Miami. Then 2 days later to Detroit. And then 3 days later, they'll head to Houston. And then a couple of days after that, they go to Atlanta. So that's your first road trip. And then towards the end of October, you have a five-game trip, one of their Western trips, guys, where they'll face Phoenix, Utah, Denver. Then they'll head, kind of coming back this way, they'll go to Dallas, then to Charlotte, and then they're back in New York. And then, of course, right around the Big East, they'll have their annual West Road trip there, where they'll go to the Los Angeles Lakers. Actually, they'll have a back-to-back. Los Angeles Lakers one night, and then the following night, the Los Angeles Clippers. And then after that, Sacramento Kings, they'll play them, followed by Portland, and then they round out the five-game road trip in the West, playing Golden State. So really three major road trips, guys, which is manageable for them. I think it is. So, yeah. So we'll see there. And then homestand, they got four of those, guys, where they play four games or more. They have one that's around mid-November where they host the Chicago Bulls, the Brooklyn Nets twice, and then the Washington Wizards. So it seems like a very doable homestand there. And then the beginning of December, they'll have a homestand where they face the New Orleans Pelicans, the Orlando Magic, which won't be an easy game, and then followed by the Charlotte Hornets and then the Detroit Pistons. So that's another manageable home stretch. And then around the beginning of January, they have a five-game homestand where they face the Orlando Magic, the Toronto Raptors, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Milwaukee Bucks, and then they round it out. Actually, it's a back-to-back with Milwaukee the first night, and then followed by the Detroit Pistons. So that's another homestand that's pretty doable. And then the last one they'll have is towards the end of January into the beginning of February, where they face the Sacramento Kings, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Denver Nuggets, the LA Lakers, and then the Houston Rockets. So that could be a hit or miss there. But they should be able to manage that five-game homestand. So that is it as far as your long road trips and your long homestands. Only other thing of note, Mikal Bridges' first game in Brooklyn. Actually, it's during rivalry week, January 21st. But They actually faced them two times before that. Actually in November, in a like kind of a back-to-back. So yeah, so his first game in Brooklyn will be January 21st. And then Isaiah Hartenstein, guys, his first game back in New York will be January 10th, guys. In fact, it'll be part of that five-game homestand. So Isaiah Hartenstein comes back January 10th, guys. So with that said, that is it, guys. That is the schedule there. So we're able to see who has what and so on and so forth. So I'm ready for an exciting season ahead. Oh, and one other thing, as far as the Sixers go, Paul George's first game back with the LA Clippers will be November 6th. So the day after Election Day, they'll be out in LA facing the Clippers. That's on ESPN. And then DeMar DeRozan, his first game back in Chicago will be January 12th. And, of course, you know, he plays for Sacramento Kings now. So that's the other notes I wanted to make. All right, guys, with that said, I thank you for listening as always. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you'll find all my episodes. You'll find my support buttons, guys. Support this podcast, guys. I got a number of ways for you to do that. You can do buy me a coffee. You can do my Spotify button. That's a donate button. And I have my PayPal button on the website as well. And, of course, you can cash at me anytime. $GD, that sports dude. Again, for Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. And I'm on all the podcast platforms. Leave reviews, guys. Wherever you are able to, leave reviews. 5 stars will be great, guys. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. You know, I'm there. And YouTube. Like the videos on YouTube, guys. Make comments as well. I can give you my full episodes and my shorts there. So like the videos, guys. All right? And then, of course, on socials, IG, I'm there heavy. TikTok, my shorts are there. Also, Facebook, I'm there. LinkedIn, guys. I use LinkedIn. I post my episodes there as well. I don't do my shorts there. I just post my episodes. And as far as Twitter and X, you know, I don't rock with Elon Musk. So, yeah, forget him. Anyway, all right, guys. With that said, also, email, guys. Get on the email list. That's sportsdudegd@gmail.com. You can email me there, guys. And to get on the email list, that's on the website as well. You can do it that way also. You can, there's a form there. You can fill it out and you get on the email list. I'm going to start using that, guys. So get ready for that. But email me, that's sportsdudegd@gmail.com. All right, guys, with that said, I thank you for listening. Your listenership is always appreciated. I love the feedback I get from you guys. And we just keep rocking and rolling. All right, guys. With that said, WNBA action is back in swing. So we could talk about that. There's still some other items, but I'll get around to that. And, you know, I got cannon fire for a few people out there, but I'll save it. I'll just have this as just the NBA schedule episode. All right, guys, thank you for listening as always. We'll talk soon. Take care.